This is an Envoice Media podcast. You're listening to Not Just Lashes. Here are your hosts, Shanique and Dixie.
Hello.
I'm Shanique.
And I am Dixie.
And this podcast is called Not Just Lashes. And here we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly of our the beauty industry.
Yeah, not just lashes.
I mean, lashes is what got my business going. I mean, it just like turned my business around.
Yeah, because you were originally hairstylist.
Yes, and that's right. Yeah. I almost forgot about that.
About the back in the day in Santa Monica?
That's part of the ugly. Oh. That I don't want to talk about.
We'll get there, though.
Yeah, we'll get
there. I'll get it out of you.
Get it out of me.
Show the ugly.
Right. So
we're being real here, Shanique.
I know. We are. So let's talk about how we met.
Okay. 8 years ago. Long, long ago.
You were an intern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, I started off as getting coffee. I was in college in marketing communication, getting my degree.
Yeah.
And my hairstylist asked if I wanted a job. And then she said,
it's not with me. It's with the girl down the
street. Does eyelash extensions. Yeah. And I didn't know what that was. It's like, what's an eyelash?
You're like, sure, I'll intern. Yeah. Like, I don't know what she does, but what am I supposed to do with
that? I interviewed
with
you.
Get her coffee?
Yeah.
It was fun. You did.
No, I got us coffee. I got us food. And I felt like I was just there. I would tell my friends and call it like, I'm just there for the entertainment. We're in a tiny little room.
Oh my gosh. So Dixie was like, what do I tell my friends? What do I do there? And I'm like, you're my assistant. And she's like, okay, but sometimes I feel like I'm Shanique's like emotional like person just to like back her up.
I'm there
like,
to lift the spirits, you know?
That's really what my job is. Yes. And you used to get me really good chai tea.
Oh, yeah. Or the 5150.
5150 was when I would go strong and lash
the
all
lash day.
Yeah.
The long
that
days.
Would be like 9 to 7 to 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long days.
But
we made it through. Look at us now. Yeah. And then you started getting bigger. You got girls under you.
I started training.
Yeah.
I started training a lot of girls and
you were training under JB Lash at the time.
Yes.
Who was like one of the first, lash companies to come to LA.
Yeah.
And you right away hopped on it before anyone was doing it when they were just plastic chunky.
Oh my God. They look like broomsticks.
Plastic broomsticks.
You know, like the bottom part, like, yeah, the bristles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ladies would just walk around like this and I'm like, oh boy. And it was like all mostly older women that were very gaudy that loved to flash those broomsticks. I mean, and they were ginormous. Like the lengths that they started with was like 16. And I would go like maybe like 13 to like
13 in the inner corner?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't even do
a 13 on my own eyeball.
No, I know.
I always tell you, please don't go past a 12. That'll look ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, from that point on, it just snowballed into glam spa. But, you know, it was a journey. Mm-hmm. And it is not easy.
No, it's still not.
No.
Like as you grow, it just gets more complicated and harder and there's more issues or more things. Like now you own a whole salon with,
yeah,
what is it, 6 rooms that are rented,
yeah,
and training girls and also still keeping your clients and your business and dealing with the building. And
like, yeah. It's like, can I add crazy to the title too?
Crazy.
The bad, the ugly, and the crazy.
Did you say good?
No, good, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the crazy.
You're good. It's like, it's just bad and crazy.
I mean, yeah, definitely. There's a lot.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get women that are chill and relaxed, and then you get
more talkers
and just all, but it's all walks of life. Like it's.
No, there's no horses or cats or dogs. You said all walks of life.
Well, yeah, that's the same.
I would love to lash a giraffe, though.
Well, call PETA. So they don't think
that's a laugh. Ma'am, what are you doing?
Can you even, like, get... Because you know how I had the problem when we first started lashing that I couldn't get...
Oh, my God.
Puny and short. I couldn't get above the client good enough.
To see their lashes.
Yeah, and to get, like, a good retention on the eyelash extensions. And we were... And we fixed that problem, but I don't think we could get over a giraffe.
No.
Like, you'd have to have, like, the tallest chair.
I know. What would I do? Does the fire department have something, like, big enough, tall enough to lash? Like a ladder? Big ladder?
But you don't like getting on ladders. You have vertigo.
Do you have to tell everybody I have vertigo? No, I do. I have vertigo.
Yeah, so...
I do. Just like the movie. If you guys seen the movies, it's like, ooh.
So no lashes.
Almost like the
for
Matrix.
You.
Like, I feel like I'm in the Matrix when I have vertigo. I swear. Sometimes I'm like, ooh. I'm going to fall off the chair.
So giraffes lashing is out of the question.
No.
You can do smaller animals, smaller creatures.
Maybe. We could try.
I don't think that would be allowed.
No. No. I don't
think the lashes are vegan, right?
They're, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're friendly.
Yeah. Our lashes are vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could do that.
Let's do it.
We'll try with Waffle first.
Okay.
My cat's name is Waffle. He's really cute.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just dressed him up in an Elvis cape recently.
Yes. Yes. Very she adorable. Did. An Elvis. Like, you guys have to see this. Like, oh my God. It is like a gaudy Elvis cape for her cat. It's crazy. Yeah.
And I feel bad for Waffle because he looks like a girl because he's just so pretty.
Yes.
And so everyone's like, oh, what a pretty, like,
she's so cute.
It's like when you have a baby.
Yes.
And they think it's a girl. But
I got that
boy.
All the time with my boys.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? And I'm like, Colby. Yeah.
I'm like, Waffle.
Like, what?
The other one is very specific. It's dude. Like,
see, dude's a dude.
Dude, well.
And if dude, no,
and my
no.
boyfriend calls me dude, so it just doesn't
well,
matter.
Well, I mean, I would say dudette back in the 90s. Like, it was a thing, dude and dudette. But I don't, yeah. I guess dude is just universal.
Dude. So we got off track.
Yeah, we did.
That's typical.
So typical. We're both ADD and it works for us.
I've never been diagnosed though. It's just
I have. My mom didn't know what to do with me. She was like, oh my God, she has so much energy. She put me in ballet, piano, soccer, swim. I don't even know. Maybe like baking class. I don't know. Legos. I don't know. But it did. It ultimately helped me. And it really kind of created the path that I'm on, to be honest, because multitasking is what I do.
Yeah.
It works for me.
Oh, yeah.
I diagnose you ADD.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr.
Appreciate
Schmink.
It. Yeah. I'll just add that to my resume.
We're also therapists, as every lash artist knows.
Oh, yes.
It's like when they hit the pillow.
They melt like butter.
They just start talking. Like, I didn't even ask.
No, it's like, I didn't even ask what happened last night, but go on.
I'm curious.
I'm curious what happened.
And then when they come back for their fills, it's like, okay, so how did it go?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. We continue the conversation. And this is part of the good is learning, you know, what goes on in their lives. Mm-hmm. And just being a listener for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody goes through something and, you know, what goes on in the room stays in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Yeah. And I think it's interesting, too, because I think I've said it before that, yes, I am good. And maybe there's a little bit of imposter syndrome of how I do lashes and everything. But a lot of the time I say my clients come to me because of my personality, you know, like they uh-huh. want to go to someone that they can feel comfortable. You're sitting there for an hour. You want to be comfortable. Sometimes they sleep or we have like a routine. If they talk for the first 20 minutes, we, you know, what's going on in life, blah, blah, blah. And then they like chill and they go to sleep. But you don't want to go to someone that is cold or awkward or, you know,
no.
like it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Your environment that you're putting your client in.
And that's what I learned when I was a hairstylist, is that I remember my boss was like, it's okay, Shanique. You're not that great at cutting men's hair. Like, maybe take a couple of classes if you really want to. And I was like, no. And he goes, well, everybody loves you because it's your personality. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter what you do or how you cut that hair. It's all about the personality. And so then, therefore, I took it to that level when I became an esthetician, because I felt like I was learning so many things at the same time that I was like, just, yeah.
And yeah. It's how you make people feel.
Yeah, it's how, you know, it's all about how, like, you make people feel.
People do feel better when they get their lashes done, or their skin's looking good. You're more confident and it's fun. But I think also part of it is, venting out to someone who isn't in your circle and just kind of escaping, definitely. You know? Like, you had a lot of the moms in West, like, this was their escape, like, from life and kids. They were so excited. I have people looking forward to their lash appointment, not because...
They want to talk to you. They want to be with you.
Partly because
it's like hanging out, getting lashes, and being friends.
Yeah.
Without like officially calling it a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. Like, you want to be my friend? You want to be my friend?
Yeah, they're not clients. They're friends.
Yeah, they're friends.
Little friends in the sandbox that we meet.
Yeah.
And then we develop a relationship, and we go through kindergarten, first grade, second grade.
Yeah, and then grade. And then we graduate to being friends, or even best friends.
But they are, I mean, you've had clients that have been with you for,
oh my god, for 13 years, 17 years. They still, I mean, look, sometimes
they went through the broomstick phase.
They did. They went through the broomstick phase, and then they went through the volume phase, which I'm obsessed with volume lashes.
Mega volume,
like. And that's like what really changed my life, was mega volume. Yeah. Just like learning that and getting my hands in there and bringing something new to the salon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like doing something new. And those broomsticks turned into bouquets.
Wow, you're a magician.
I know. I feel like a magician sometimes.
We do work magic.
We do. We work magic.
Yeah, take it. That one client we had when she tore out all of her eyelashes in her right eye.
Yes, because she was drinking so much. The night before, she was drinking
her eyes and just took off. Like, I guess she was aggressively taking off her makeup. Yes. I don't. She just woke up and
it was like a big window. Or like a football thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, touchdown. Like a touchdown thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call it.
A goal.
A goal?
Yeah.
A goal post?
Goal post, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I never played football. I don't even watch sports. I'm not a sports person. But I do like ballet. I do like swim. Just adding that in.
Who's
there.
Who's your favorite ballerina?
Anyways, I don't know. I don't have a favorite. I don't do that.
Okay.
I like them all.
All right.
No, nothing. But yeah, so Dixie, I know we're jumping all over the place, but so how did you get inspired to want to become an esthetician, to want to do eyelashes? Because I think you really wanted to get in the business because of the eyelashes.
Yeah,
definitely. The eyelash part.
There were a lot of different, because I think I was with you for 3 or 4 years before I actually got my license, mm-hmm. and like started thinking that was like where I was going to go.
Yeah.
Because I started off as your assistant, and then I studied abroad in Australia, came back, and you were blowing up. You had more girls to work with, and your clientele, and just you were going.
I was
traveling
in this tiny little shoebox of an office, and I remember one time I got in trouble because I had like 5 girls in my room, and I was like training them and lashing them. They're like, "You're too loud in there. You're too loud." I'm like, "We're doing eyelashes," and I know that didn't make sense, but I got really big. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, I know where I need, I know what I need to do and I know where I need to go. It's just waiting for that perfect time.
Yeah.
To leave and expand.
And but I remember you telling me I don't need an assistant really anymore. I need like social media, market. I need more of a manager role. So then I took that on. Then we built Glam Spa over in Agora Hills, which I painted my room. I painted the walls. I love sharing that fact. I'm like, see that little spot that didn't get
the big
bubble
with the bubble. The paint is coming off the wall.
That's a little bit of me.
I did that.
Yeah, we handmade that place with love and care.
We did. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to do something fun and have a place to train girls. And, you know, later on, I had this idea of like, I would love to have my own line, you know, and have a place where people could come by and like pick up lashes
and try them and play with them, because there's nowhere out there really that you can go in unless you go to a convention or somewhere.
Yeah.
And even then you're not really playing with the lashes or playing with, you know,
no, like that's true.
You would order tools, let's say online, like they look really great and good. And then you get them, you're like, they just don't fit my hand right. Or I'm not. I remember.
It's like driving a car. Like, not driving a car, but like trying out a car. That's what I meant to say. Like when you go car shopping, right? It's like, it's the same thing.
I'm just such a bad driver that I couldn't relate.
I know, right? I know. I couldn't even relate to what I just said. Like, what did I just say? I'm like, oh. But yeah, no, it's, you got to, you know, test drive those tools before you buy.
And not like when we first started, when you were training me, and I was practicing, I was using your tools or whatever you had left over. And one day I just bought, always an accident. I bought this tool on accident. I thought it was your tool, but I bought something on accident. So I was using it and it just clicked. It worked with my hands and the way I was creating fans. And I remember running, I'm like, I did it. It's finally doing it. Like it just
so cool.
Clicked. Yeah. And, but that just tells you everybody is different and needs to figure out what their
and
tools
I think that's
are.
Why we wanted to have our own brand is because we do have a lot of different tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's part of it. It's like not one tool works for everybody.
Mm-mm.
You know, so yeah, we made it so cute too, like different color tools and the packaging, the little tape cassettes, you know, because we love music.
We go to many concerts.
Many concerts.
While building the spa, music was going.
Yeah.
In the car. Driving the car.
Everything. Yeah. Testing those cars that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you do it. You don't laugh. You used to lash with music in the room.
Yeah, I used to.
And now it's a sound machine, but I cannot lash my client in like
a sound machine.
Well, not even that, just silence.
Silence is awkward. I do understand that, but I think I'm a little traumatized because one client, she was like, you know, like, got to get rid of the sound machine. And I was like, why? And she's like, it's just so irritating. I don't want to fall asleep. Like, put on some music. So I put on some music and I did put it on a variety. And she was like, never mind. Put on the sound music. I do want to relax. And so now I just like stick with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I'm proud of my playlist for lashing. I get a lot of compliments on it.
I know
like,
you do.
And they're like, what is this? Like, what? And I'm like, oh, I just kind of put on like.
Yeah, it's really good music.
Dead silence. I couldn't tell if you're making fun of my music.
No, I'm not. Oh my God, no.
Oh, no.
It's probably the Botox. I just recently, maybe a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's why I can't read you.
No, I got the Kim Kardashian face with just, her method.
Her method.
Like, you can't tell what's going on here. Is she mad? No. Is she happy? Maybe. Can you tell?
I'm trying to decipher. Is she a really good actress? I don't know.
I don't know. But anyways, talking about being... this is so funny. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. So...
pulled off all her eyelashes.
Oh, we're going back to that. Yes.
Oh, I thought that's where you were going.
No, I was going to go. Okay. So real quick, I was doing a facial on this teenage boy. And he's like, do you mind if I use my own music, like listen to my own music? I was, sure. And I was like, well, you know, and he's like, well, I fell asleep. And it was his first time. And I was like, yeah, yeah, you're going to fall asleep. Anyways, he puts on his little pods and I'm doing the facial. Like heavy metal, like in his, yeah, yeah. He had like liquid metal, like going on in his like ears. And I was like, wow. And he actually fell asleep.
I fall asleep to Ghost Adventures. So I, yeah.
Yeah, I fall asleep
to or like Law and Order SVU.
Oh my God. Yes. Or like I murdered my housekeeper or something.
It's somehow soothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do. Like I fall asleep to that. And my husband is like, it keeps so the room dark. Scared. He's like, I don't, should I be sleeping in the same bed with you? I'm like, yeah, why? He's like, I don't know. You just watched something where this wife killed her husband or I don't know what. And I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Just learn from it.
Oops, sorry. Yeah.
Makes sense.
But go back to the drunk, drunk lady.
So she, well, she was one of my clients. And this is what I like too about our salon and where we all have our own businesses that we created client, but we're always there helping each other, which is really important in the industry.
Exactly. And that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to create a space. A safe space for girls who wanted to build a career. And I think that's what makes me different is I always like try to push.
Supportive.
Like, hey, you know, you don't have to like, you can work for yourself. You could have your own business. Like, I want to, you know, girl power, you know, or if a guy comes in and he wants to do it. Cause now there's like, you know, there's a lot of men who do it and I like, that's amazing. So
yeah, more
anybody,
power to them.
Yeah, I know. It's so cool. I bet they get the biggest tips, huh? Just saying, you know, yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Anyways,
I was just wondering what their conversations would be like.
Oh, I don't know. That would be so interesting.
We need to have a man lash tech. Come on. I'm just so curious.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Like, are people still as open? Are they...
are they a little intimidated by a man and talking? Like, what do they talk about?
Yeah.
I would love to know. No, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I'm curious.
Anyway, back to
back to the football field, drunk lady.
Oh yeah, I was like, what about a football field? So she had rubbed her. Oh, so I was saying that we share people. You know,
we share clients.
Wasn't there that day, and she had an emergency, and Shanique was there. Shanique was able to take over and help her out. But one, all I got was a text from Shanique with a picture of the eyelashes, them all off, and then being like, oh my God.
Her eyelashes were completely gone.
No, you didn't say anything. You just sent a photo saying, oh my God, the person's name. And I'm like, what happened to my client? I just saw her the other day. I'm like, did I do this? Like, no
she
contact.
She was freaking out. She's like, oh my God, did I do this? Did I do this?
And no answer. You know she's lashing away. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I destroyed this person's eyes. Like nothing. And then I was like, when did this happen? And you're like, today. I was like, no, nothing. And then my client just didn't want to bother me because she knew I was out of town.
She was scared.
Yeah.
She was actually scared. She was like, she just came in and texted me and she's like, Shanique, can you get me in? Like, I need a quick fill.
And then, she didn't even tell you what was happening.
No, she didn't even tell me. And I was like, sure. And I just, oh my God, what happened to you? And she's like,
we have pictures.
I got wasted last night. Like, wasted. And I was like, okay, what does that have to do with your lashes? And she goes, a lot. I don't know. She's like, I was just having a good old time, one drink after another. And she normally doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she went from no drinking to like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And apparently she was just itching her eyes and, you know, you're rolling around in bed and.
But she said she's very good about cleaning her lashes.
Yes.
Like that. She wears goggles in the shower. Like she is a dedicated.
She
doesn't touch her lashes. They are there. their, per, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess she was taking off makeup or eyeshadow or she just was rubbing or because she's she came out to a massacre of eyelashes on her sink that morning. So she wakes up. She's like, oh, yeah. And she sees all of these on the
It's so true, though.
She's like, what did I do? And then, but you were able to work some magic and bridge it and...
Yeah,
and that she was came like, in, and then she goes, I saw
I
her.
Know
and
you could do it. You're the girl who could do it. You have done this. But like when I first motivational. Saw you, it was very motivational. I was like, yes, I got my sweatband on, and I was like, I played the Rocky music.
That's how you get hyped in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. I put on some dun 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 dun.
Me, it's Spice Girls.
But anyway, so. Yeah, she didn't tell me what happened. She came in. She told me the story. I fixed it. But she, when I texted you, I thought that she called you. I thought that she texted
No idea. You that. No clue.
But she was like scared.
I'm over there like, oh God,
worried.
I'm a horrible person.
I know.
I was like, I don't know what I did. Like, was I drunk? Like, what happened when I was
drunk? No, we don't.
That's your
get
biggest
drunk.
Fear, like yeah. ruining someone's eyes, or like yeah. you know, like I'm very
we're
eye
perfectionists.
And, yeah,
we're perfectionists.
I couldn't think of what I could have done to just make her bald all through.
I know.
There's like two real eyelashes.
Yeah, and her husband's like, please go fix that. Like, just get out of here. go fix it.
She told me she was saying how she was almost going to call out of work that week.
Yeah. Like she's
not leaving the house.
No. She was wearing sunglasses like everywhere. Like
incognito.
Even in like into the salon, like wearing her sunglasses.
I really wish she did like an eye patch. Just one eye.
Wait. She sell eye patches. Put Shinixie on it.
For one of those days.
For one of those
one
days.
Eye is awesome. Well, because people lose eyelashes. Yeah. I'm always feel like it's a superpower when it's like a new client and they come for their fill. I'm like, oh, do you sleep on your right side? And they're like, how'd you know? And I was like, because Stop. That's where you lost more of your eyelashes.
How does she know that?
Psychic.
I'm psychic too.
I watch you while you sleep.
I watch you when you sleep.
I like to check in on my clients. I'm very concerned. I like to make sure that they're all good.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a point that is a very good tip for lash artists.
Yes, tell me.
Well, you taught it to me. But it's checking in on your, especially if they're new to you, the next day, after 24 hours, just ask, hey, how is everything going?
Yes,
do you have any questions about your eyelashes? Especially if they've never had them before, because it is... There's a little bit of a learning curve when you first get them.
Yeah.
You know, just figuring out how they feel or rubbing or washing your face. You know, it's just getting used to them.
Yeah.
Brushing them, all of that.
And showing that you care for them. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of people that just don't. You know what I mean? Like, oh, what did you do? You know, this is your problem. Come on. You know, I'll charge you for a full set again. But it's more than that.
And it's building that relationship of customizable lashes as well that, you know, I always go a little more conservative when they first come, especially if they've never had lashes before.
Because
if you do like volume, they're like, whoa.
Like,
so
oh, boy.
I always say after the appointment, I always like leave a little time and said, we can go a little longer, a little fuller if you want, because it's easier to add than take off in the moment. And then I could just keep checking on them and it's like, how are you liking them? Are you getting, do we need to change anything? So just keeping that open and reminding yourself, new people to you, just checking in on them, building that relationship is really important and what will set you apart from others.
Yeah. I mean, we have set the tone with our clients that sometimes they don't want to go to anybody else and that could be good. Or it could be bad.
Yeah.
You know,
no vacations.
Like, no, exactly. No vacations. We're just, you know, we're so committed. And I think, you know, when girls come in, even if they have lash experience, I want to teach them how to talk to people, how to bring their personalities in, because it is, you feel more comfortable when
it's
you
not
know
just
somebody.
Lashes. It's not just lashes. It's more
personality, it's how you treat them. It's
how you talk to them.
Yeah.
you know, yeah. giving them the knowledge, especially if they've never had them before, like talk them through it. I remember my mom, I was annoyed because it was my mom, but I was practicing my lashes on her when I first began, and she'd go, "What are you doing? What are you doing right now? Wait, what is that? What is?" And I kept getting so annoyed because it was my mom. But then I realized that if you've never experienced it, you kind of need to be talked through it a little bit. And then yeah. after that, then you're fine. But it's nice for them to know, especially like you're dealing with their eyes, and it's yeah. scary. And yeah.
you got to be careful.
And you don't know what they're doing above you. Your eyes no. are closed.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Remember that time?
Oh gosh, I'm scared.
Remember that time that girl was like, "I'm going to Vegas. I want hooker oh, eyelashes." Yeah. And I was like, "Okay." And she showed me a picture of her girlfriend, and I was like, "Okay, yeah, those look very showy. Is that what you
Viva
want?"
Viva La Vegas.
Viva.
Or what is it?
Viva La Volume.
Mm-hmm.
There you
mm-hmm.
go. So I did. And here comes the bad and the ugly. She looked in the mirror. She was so excited. She looks in the mirror and then she goes, "I look like a hooker." And I was like, "Yeah, that's what you wanted."
You're like, "I did it.
I did it, man. I hooked
look at you,
you
go.
Up." I was so proud of myself. And you were there.
I was.
And she was like, "I'm not going to Vegas looking like this. I want them more natural." What do you do at that moment?
After
you
spending like
3 hours on somebody. Mm-hmm. I had to remove them and spend another 3 hours on her to give her natural eyelashes. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was like looking at you like, "Please don't go. Stay with me.
Please don't go. You do employ me, so okay."
I was like, I need my support blanket.
I'm a starving college student, yeah.
Of course I will do anything.
Yes. Whatever you say,
man. Yeah. So I did it, and she was happy. But also in the back of my head, I was like, "Please don't come back."
But it's a great lesson. But I tell everybody lesson. That. Yeah. I tell even clients that story when they first walk in. It's like, oh let's God. Look at pictures. Let's yes. all make sure we're on the same page. And then if they see.
And then we kind of take a step back. We don't go as.
We don't go as crazy.
Crazy as the picture.
Yeah. Or so. We even will like stop halfway through. I think you would tell me, you know, and just yeah. have them check it out in the mirror.
But let's play a little game. Was that sad? Was that true? Did that really happen? It was both. At that time, it was both.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other like
there's
stories
so many.
That are unbelievable.
That was unbelievable because it ultimately it was like 6 hours. So like, you know, I was dead. I was so dead. And I was like, but it was a learning experience for me because I was like, what could I have done differently?
And now I always think about that moment when my little assistant, Dixie, years ago, was like, "Oh, never want to be in that situation." So
I gave her a taste of like the industry and she was like, "Oh my God."
But now I know with my clients, I'm always like,
Yeah.
Because and too, we've experienced it with different girls in our salon. I'm more of a classic person. I don't like big lashes on me. And
yeah.
So if I tell someone like a light volume, because I still like it to kind of
be a little more thicker. Yeah. Yeah.
But my version of a light volume is completely different than some of the girl. Like
it's so true.
They're like, "I feel like I did nothing." I'm like, "Oh my God," you know, and I've sent clients to them and told them what I do on them.
Yeah.
And my clients come back to me and not in a mean way or anything. They're just like, "Oh wow. Like they really did that." And I was like, "Oh,
yeah, you know, they're like 80 years old and they're like, their lashes go like over the eyebrows." Mm-hmm. Okay, I did. Okay, this is really funny. And funny, not funny. That's another segment. Funny, not funny. So this like 14-year-old girl comes in. And yeah, she's super young.
I was like, "Do I know this?"
And her mom calls me. She goes, "My daughter's 14. I went to a manicure place and they were having a deal for eyelashes." And I was like, "Okay." And she's like, "My daughter's eyelashes go over her eyebrows. And I was like, yeah, right. That's impossible.
Yeah, like a mom overreacting.
A mom overreacting. And I was like, sure, bring her in. Let's see what we could do. And she walks in. And I was shocked. I don't know how they did it. But it did go over her eyebrows. And I was like, they were all like the same length. Like maybe 25. Like
no, from not corner. 25.
Well, it had to be to go over her eyebrows. I don't even know.
That's so long.
And she didn't go to school that day.
And when we say 25, it's 25 millimeters. Like
25 millimeters, right?
How many millimeters are in a centimeter?
I don't know. I'm really bad at math. Pause, silence. We're both bad at
math. Well, I was just thinking I should Google that because I'm just curious. I'm just like putting it back in my brain for later.
We should. But like math is like.
I like math.
Oh, you do?
I do.
I don't. I hate it. I hate it. Like sometimes, oh yeah.
And that brings us back to why I became.
You want this one to take notes? You won't understand.
Like, this is why I became a lash artist.
Don't let Dixie write a script.
I can't spell. I don't want to spell. I don't want to write. I was first going to college for PR and I took my first PR class and it was a lot of writing.
Oh boy.
They were like, most of your job is writing. I was like, ooh.
I'm out.
Ooh, grammar.
I'm out.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like me with criminology. Can you imagine me in criminology? There's no way. I talk too much. I'd be like, oh my God.
You'd talk over like you'd be in a interrogation. No, you'd be in an interrogation. And they'd be like, confess. And you're like, I know how you did it.
I know.
Oh my God, tell me more.
Tell me more. Oh my God. She did it, didn't she? And then they would talk, like, they were like, Shanique, you can't tell anybody what happened. And I'm like, I can't? And then, like, second year, they're like, you're going to need a therapist because you can't hold it in. And especially you, Shanique, because you talk too much. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not for me.
Which is the funny, I love the story of how story. You were... She was in college for criminology.
Yes.
And she looked next door at cosmetology and thought, they look like they're having so much fun over there. So she switched me.
I switched. I was like, they look like, they're having so much fun. And I'm here with like all these guys, you know, they're keeping quiet. They can't even talk to me. And we're like students. I'm like, you guys are ready not talking? Like, wow, no, I'm out.
I bounced on over.
I remember going to my grandpa going, like, you know, like the walk of shame. I felt like Eeyore. And I was like, Grandpa, like, I can't do this. Like, I talk too much. He goes, honey, I told you to go to beauty school. And I was like, okay. And he goes, don't worry, I won't tell anybody. Until you graduate, I'll pay for it. Just go. Just go. And it was the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, you know, it's part of life.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to be an esthetician or a lash artist.
No, you really wanted to be an actress.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I came out to California.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Because I from Ohio. My Ohio story. I'm not good with geography.
As well as
no,
yeah.
Tell everybody where
I'm
you're from.
I'm from Wisconsin, and I'm very proud.
Yeah, but me not knowing.
Yeah, she would always tell clients, "Oh, my assistant's from Ohio," and they'd be like, "Oh, me too." And I'm like, "I'm not from Ohio.
She's like, I'm not from Ohio." And I'm like, "It's the same thing. It's the same Wisconsin, Ohio, same thing.
No,
whatever. Like when you're from California." When you're from California, you just don't know those things. You don't care. You're just like, it's part of the South, right?
I mean, very South.
Very South.
Is it because my name is Dixie that it tricked you? Or?
Yes.
Okay,
your
we'll
name
go with that.
Is your name is trickery.
My mom always tells people, we're from Southern Wisconsin.
See? I'm not wrong.
Yeah, wait till you hear my middle name.
Go ahead.
All right. Dixie Bonnie Ruth.
Dixie Bonnie Ruth. Let's get our banjos out.
Everyone's like, oh, so you're definitely from the South.
Like, right? Because, you know, it's like you think of, like, Dixie music.
Yeah.
You know, good old American.
Dixieland band.
Yeah.
Dixie chicks.
Mm. It's a, yeah.
And then
so
I'm
that's
the youngest
like,
of six, and they all have very traditional names. You have Michael, William, Christina, Thomas, Andrew. And then they were just like, yeah, sure, Dixie, Bonnie Ruth.
Like, what? Your mom was like, let's go out with a bang. She shall be Dixie.
Well, apparently the joke is, it's so funny because when my older brother was being born, they couldn't agree on a name. And she's like, well, what do you want? And he's like, I like William and Tom. And she's like, you already have kids those age or those names. And he's like, well, I like, those are good names. You can't name another kid after the same name.
No. And then, that would be like George Foreman, you know, like.
All the Georges.
All the Georges. Georgie, no. Georgie, and Georgie. George. Aren't they all girls too?
Well, George is cute for a girl. I like that.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know about that. Okay. Maybe Georgina.
Georgie's cute.
Instead of George. I don't know. Whatever.
But go yeah, on. Yeah, so I guess my mom won. Okay, well, the next kid I get to name.
Good.
My dad was like, okay.
He's like, I like Tom. Please let it be Tom.
Nope, Dixie. Surprise. He was okay with it, though.
Yeah, good.
He was, yeah.
I mean, it suits you.
Yeah.
I can't see you with any other name. Like, you're so a Dixie.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, you're like Disneyland. You know, if your name was like Jennifer, that'd be so boring.
What was?
Like, you're not a Jennifer.
No.
You're a Dixie.
I am.
I just could see, like, the electric parade at Disneyland. And Dixie's like, the music, like, waving. I'm from Ohio.
I'm from Ohio. Big Ohio shirt. Like, yeah. Represent.
Remember my son edited a photo with you with the
Isn't
Ohio
it still
hat.
My contact
yeah
picture my it contact picture is me
says
in Ohio.
Ohio like yeah. Her name's not Dixie, it's like Ohio when yeah when she calls it it says Ohio. And then she brought back when she went to Wisconsin this mug that says,
I'm not sure we're allowed to swear right now,
female dog, I'm from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's where it's from. That's what the cup says. It's cute. It's pink.
It's and pink, it, yeah. Which is very important
yeah,
for
it's
us.
A, yeah. So basically it says, bitch, I'm from Wisconsin. And I was like, whoa.
I just wanted to walk around yes. Glam Spa with my mug.
Right?
Just to clarify, I should have put my picture on it.
Oh, that would have been great.
I'll do that.
And on the bottom of the mug, it says, Ohio.
You said
when you said it, I was like, oops.
It says AKA Ohio. Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. That would be so amazing. That'd be so great. So.
Yes.
We need to wrap it up.
Yes, we do.
We need to wrap this up.
Because
we could talk forever. And like, there's just so much that we want to share with you. And there's so much that we could talk about because, you know, in our industry, we do. We wanna encourage you and we want you to have fun with it. And that's it. Like,
yeah, bring the fun back to lashes. And that's what really made me want a career in this. I remember thinking, watching you with your clients, I was like, how fun. She talks all day. She gets to be creative. She makes her own schedule for the most part. I mean, I'm my own worst boss because I overwork myself, but you know, it's, that's what I loved about it. It was so fun. I just saw the fun you had and going to these fun conventions where you got to play with different makeup and facial tools and skincare. I was like, how fun.
And that's what I wanted to do and
so
create because school is so boring and they don't teach you not a thing.
No, it's just to pass the test.
Not a thing. And we want to get that message out there. Like when you are entering school, you're not going to learn everything that you want to.
No.
But we'll get back to that next time.
Yeah.
All right. So stay tuned, guys. Mm-hmm. We'll have some more eyelash stories.
Yeah. Will they be good? Will they be bad?
Will they be ugly?
We I'm shall hoping see. For ugly.
Oh my God.
Love a good ugly story.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.